I'm so grateful to God to be here. I really, really am. I am thankful to God for this opportunity. I really, really am. As I said, it's my first time doing this, and, you know, I'm just grateful to God that He finds me faithful to be able to teach His Word, to speak His Word. And I'm so grateful to Kingdom Empowerment. Kingdom Empowerment.
Amen. Amen.
Tell you, ever since I started with Kingdom Empowerment, God has just been going and going and just moving me in ministry, and I'm grateful to God for that. I'm grateful to God for Apostle Walker, who finds me equipped to represent Kingdom Empowerment. I was really, really surprised when he, you know, he said, I want you to speak there. I said, oh, okay, you know. And whenever he says, I'm like, okay, you know. I know about Apostle is that he hears from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so he's not doing this because we're best friends. He's doing this because this, he's led by the Holy Spirit. And I want to thank my sister, Janitra Hickson, for coming out here with me. I told her a long time ago, if God ever sends me anywhere, I want you to go with me. And so here she is with me.
Praise Amen. God. Amen.
We've been doing ministry together for quite some time. And so I'm grateful to God to for her being here, Prophet Monique, who is also a part of Growing Ground. That's the name of our ministry, Growing Ground Ministry. And it is absolutely growing, and I'm thankful to God for that. So let's go ahead and get into this word. Just want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, we talk about God. We love Jesus. Yes, we do. But sometimes the body of Christ forgets about the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we forget about the Holy Spirit. And I know for me, in my journey, when I first started just really diligently seeking God, I had a friend that used to give me all these books. He used to give me all these books. And I would never, some of them I would read. But this one particular book was sitting in my bookcase, and I hadn't looked at the book, I hadn't went through the book or anything, and I'm laying in my bed, and the Holy Spirit said, read that book, read that book. And the book was called Relying on the Holy Spirit by Charles Stanley. And when I read that book, I realized that I didn't have to do it all by myself, that I didn't have to walk this life, this Christian walk, all by myself, that I had some help. Amen? And so when we think about ourselves, we are sinfully natured. I don't care who we are or where we've been, we all sinfully natured. And so we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen? Amen.
And so when Apostle asked me to do this, when he confirmed that I would be doing this, and I'm laying in bed once again, God always gets you when you're laying down resting. Am I right about it? He always does it when you're laying down resting. And he began to talk about grieve not Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Grieve not Holy Spirit. And one thing that I don't do is whenever I talk about the Holy Spirit, I never put the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit sounds like a thing to me. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit is a person. Amen? And so we're going to talk about grieve not Holy Spirit. And we have, let me tell you, I am a Bible teacher. So I go in the Word. So we're going to go over several scriptures. Let's go first to Ephesians 4, 17 through 30. Ephesians 4, 17 through 30. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, we have to depend on the Holy Spirit. We cannot do this thing alone. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot. Okay. So Ephesians 4, verse 17, and I'm coming out of King James Version, and it reads, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind." And when I was reading this scripture, I said, I read it like this, the rest of the world walk. It says, no longer walk as the rest of the world walks, okay? In the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over lewdness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning your former conduct. What did I say? We are sinfully nature. The old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Here we are, 25. Therefore, putting away lying, each one of you, speak truth with his neighbor. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Here we are, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So when I was reading this, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And the way the scripture is written, one would think that God and Holy Spirit are separate. If you don't know who God is, you would think that God and the Holy Spirit are separate. But we know that God and his Spirit are one. But the scripture says, grieve not Holy Spirit of God. Why didn't the scripture just say, grieve not God? Why didn't the scripture say, grieve not Jesus? Why did the scripture say, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God? So this kind of tells us something about Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a specific purpose. It has a specific purpose. Although God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one, their attributes, they're all attributes of God. So I began to think about 1 Corinthians 12 and 6, where Paul tells us about the diversities of operations of gifts. But it's all the same God that works it in all of us. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul is talking about the body of Christ in this scripture, but it pertains to the operation of the Trinity as well. My God. So God, Creator and Father, Jesus, Redeemer, Advocate, Mediator, and he's also the expression of God's love towards us. Amen. So, but the Holy Spirit is our guide. Amen?
Amen.
He is our guide. Holy Spirit is God's wisdom. Amen? See, and I began to think about that. And actually, I was going to say this at the end, but the Holy Spirit is leading me to say, he's God's wisdom. So we all know the story about Solomon, right? When he became king, and he didn't ask God for riches, he asked God for wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
And God was well pleased with that. Why? Because Solomon wanted to know how to judge God's people based on what God wanted him to do. Not based on what Solomon wanted to do, but based on the guide of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So what does Genesis 1:26 say? It says, let us make man in our image. So not only are we made in God's image, we are also made in God's image when he uses us for specific purposes, but it's the same Spirit that works through all of us. Amen?
Amen.
It's the same Spirit. So it says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. So what does grieve mean? Grieve means to cause great distress. Cause great distress. And you wonder, how can I cause God's Holy Spirit great distress? So the scripture tells us in 17 through 30, it tells us not to lie. It tells us not to be angry. It tells us all these different things that it says. But you notice after the scripture describes what type of characteristics that we're not supposed to walk in, it says, and. Verse 30 says, and don't grieve Holy Spirit. So if you grieve Holy Spirit, you can't avoid lying. Amen? You can't avoid walking in your sinful nature if you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Because if you're grieving the Holy Spirit, then you're not following the guide of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Paul, he breaks it down. He tells us all the different things that we shouldn't be doing. But then he says, and don't grieve the Holy Spirit. So if you grieve grieve the Holy Spirit, not follow the Holy Spirit, then guess what? All those things Paul said don't do, you will do. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're simply nature. I know we don't like to think we are, but we are simply nature people. So we can all agree that when we walk in our simple nature, we are causing our Father great distress. Because we all know that God the Father and Jesus, God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one, right? So if we are causing the Holy Spirit distress, then we're causing our Father distress. Amen?
Amen.
And so a lot of times we don't think about how we distress our Father, how we grieve our Father from our behavior and not following the guide that He has given us. So the scripture tells us to live a holy life. Live a holy life. It tells us to allow the Holy Spirit to renew our minds and attitudes. The ability to live a holy life, the ability to live a holy life and to change our minds and our attitude is only by the guide of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen? It's only by the guide of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, one particular time I talked growing ground, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. We are perfect in Christ Jesus, but we cannot be perfect on our own if we do not follow the guide of the Holy Spirit. It is only by Holy Spirit that we are guided to manifest God's nature and not our sinful nature. It is our nature to be sinful. So it is only the Holy Spirit that guides us to be able to manifest the nature of God. My God.
Amen.
Jesus knew that the disciples were going to need Holy Spirit to do the work of the kingdom on earth. So let's go to John 16. John 16, really quick. I'm not going to do as much reading as I did. I'm just going to read two scriptures. The first one I'm going to read is 16, John 16 and 7. And it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Now let's go over to 13. He says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come," what does it say? "When he has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will speak on his own authority." He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
Amen.
Jesus said, "It is expedient that I go so Holy Spirit can come." Why did Jesus say that? Why did he say that it was expedient for him to go? Because when Jesus was walking with the disciples were actually walking with the Holy Spirit when they were walking with Jesus. Amen? So the disciples were walking and talking with the Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit wasn't in them. See, and that's the difference with us. The Holy Spirit is in us. Holy Spirit can only come upon man when God wanted his spirit too. If you read the Old Testament, they came upon, the Holy Spirit came upon them, but the Holy Spirit was not in them. And the Holy Spirit was not in the disciples when they were walking with Jesus. He was just walking with them, along with them. Amen? But at Pentecost, in the book of Acts, Holy Spirit dwelled in them, and Holy Spirit dwells in us.
Amen.
Amen. And so this is why we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We have to listen to what it is that the Holy Spirit is saying. We too need the whole same Holy Spirit to live a holy life and to do the work of the kingdom of God. But there are ways that we grieve the Holy Spirit that we don't even consider. We often quote, "God wants us to live a life more abundantly." And a lot of times when people say that, they're talking about material goods. But it's not just talking about abundance in material goods, but also the abundance in God. Hallelujah. How do we get that abundance in God? How do we get that abundance in life? We get that abundance in life by listening to the spiritual guide God has given us through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So a lot of times we talk about relationships. Isn't that something we talk about all the time when we're talking about God? We want to be in relationship. We want to be in relationship. Where if we're in relationship with God and we're in relationship with Jesus, then we're also in relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are also in relationship with the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that Holy Spirit does, that the Holy Spirit will stalk you. Amen. He will stalk, the Holy Spirit will stalk you. The Holy Spirit is trying to help you, but you won't listen. You just want to keep doing things the way you want to do it. But the Holy Spirit will stalk you. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about in Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Now, this is talking about, the title is The Way of Wisdom. But what did I say? Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to, when I read this, I'm going to say Holy Spirit. Amen. And it says, Holy Spirit has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She has cried out from the highest place of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come eat of my bread. Come eat of my knowledge. Come eat of my understanding. And drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live and go in the way of understanding. Holy Spirit wants a relationship with us. Holy Spirit wants to give us knowledge and understanding about who we are in God, about what it is that God is saying, about what it is that God is doing. Holy Spirit wants us to have that understanding. Hallelujah. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is our guide to a holy life.
Amen.
The gift of Holy Spirit is there. It is there for us. But as I said in the beginning, sometimes we can ignore the Holy Spirit. And so this is what the Bible is talking about when it says that don't grieve the Holy Spirit. But we grieve Holy Spirit when we ignore his counsel. We grieve our Father when we ignore his wisdom. We grieve Jesus when we reject the gift of Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And we grieve Holy Spirit when we don't trust, listen, and lean on him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Spirit helps us to navigate through this Christian life. We cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we grieve the Holy Spirit in many ways. We grieve the Holy Spirit individually. We grieve the Holy Spirit as a ministry and as the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to start with the individual. I'm going to start with the individual and how we grieve the Holy Spirit. People all the time, they say, something told me not to do that. Something told me not to go over there. For people of God, that's the Holy Spirit telling you not to go over there. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm going to give a little story on something that I experienced just recently where I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. Janitra, my friend Janitra, she just discovered her brand new family. She's adopted and she just discovered her family. So she was having a really big dinner. She's having a really big dinner. And I went somewhere with another friend. And it was late. I was tired. And so I was coming home. And she doesn't live far from me. And I'm coming home and I hear the Holy Spirit say, go to the house. And I'm like, nah, I'm tired. I want to go home. I'm tired, you know. They probably done anyway because it's like 8:30. You know, we older people, we stop real early. and so I didn't go. I didn't go. And so the next day when we were having class and I was talking to Janitra and she was saying, she said, you know, you were the only one that wasn't there. She said, everybody was asking about you. She said, you know, and then it was some friends that I hadn't seen in a long period of time. Well, I regretted the fact that I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I regretted that. The Holy Spirit told me, go over there. You can go for 30 minutes. You don't have to stay forever. But me, in my flesh, like, oh, I'm tired. I just want to go home and go to bed. But that's small, right? That's small. But you know what? When the Holy Spirit is telling you some of those little small things, those are training wheels.
Oh, God.
Those are training wheels for the big things. Because if you don't listen to the Holy Spirit for the small things, then how are you going to listen to the Holy Spirit for the big things?
Amen. Amen.
How are you going to listen to the Holy Spirit when he says, nope, don't take that person over there? When the Holy Spirit said, no, don't take that job right there. You shouldn't take that job. Nope, you shouldn't move over here. You shouldn't go over there. We won't listen if we're not listening to the little things. How are we going to listen to the big things?
Amen.
Amen.
And so and let's go into the ministry. Now, see, the ministry, we can ignore. because we do a lot of bickering. Yep. We got all the competition. We got the lack of love for our brothers and our sisters. We have a sense of entitlement because we've been with that ministry for a long period of time. And so therefore, I should get what this person over here, only been here 6 months, and they get to do what I ain't been able to do. It's a whole lot of bickering in the ministry.
Amen.
It's a whole lot of competition going on in the ministry. Amen. Do you think that distresses God? Do you think that don't distress the Holy Spirit? Do you think that that doesn't upset God, that the people of God, the people who claim to be His, are bickering? Amen? So that's another way that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And as the body of Christ, as the bride, there is so much. I'm just going to be transparent. I am so grateful to God that the majority of people that are in here are not my skin color. Amen? I really, really am. You know why? Because that is one of the biggest problems in the body of Christ.
Come on.
We got all this division based on race. My God, what is that? How can you say that you are a child of God and you look at someone based on their skin color and not want to worship God? God is no favorites of person. He is not. He don't care what you look like. He don't care what your race is. He don't care where you live. He don't care what kind of job you got. He don't care. Amen? And so if that is one of our biggest problems in the body of Christ. Do we think that does not distress God? Do we think that that does not upset the Holy Spirit when the body of Christ can't even sit together and worship because of the skin color? My God, what is happening with the body of Christ? So we got so much division going on in the body of Christ. We got division going on within the body of Christ. The men don't want the women to preach. Who are you? Who are you to decide who God is? You ain't God. How you gonna tell someone? How you gonna tell the Father who to use for His glory? Amen. So we got all this going on in the body of Christ. Do we think that does not grieve the Holy Spirit? Do we think that that does not grieve God? If we think that it doesn't, we don't know who our Father is. Now, do we?
Amen.
We got all this silence going on. We got so much going on in this world. Horrible things going on in the world. We know it ain't nothing but the trick of the enemy. It's nothing but the agenda of the enemy that is going on. But the body of Christ, they're so silent. They're not saying anything. We don't have anything to do with that. Let the world do that. But whatever is going on in the world, it affects the body of Christ. Amen? It affects us. We may not be in it. We may be in it and not of it. It affects us. And so we have become so silent. Why are we silent? Because we want to go along to get along. We love going along to get along. We don't want nobody. We don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We don't want to tell the truth about the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to say sin is sin.
Amen.
Because we may offend. But guess what? This is what I say. You offend me. You offend me when you disrespect my Father. When you use Jesus' name in the wrong way, you offend me. So you concerned about your offense? I want you to be concerned about my offense. Amen?
Amen?
And that's how the body of Christ should be. We should be standing strong for our Father, right?
Yes,
because He's already given us the power and authority to be able to stand strong for Him on the earth. That's our responsibility.
Yes,
amen? It's our responsibility. So He's already given us the authority and the power to do it, but we stay silent. Do we think that doesn't grieve our Father? Hallelujah. But there's a reward. There's a reward in embracing the Holy Spirit. First and foremost, the Holy Spirit guides our lives. Amen?
Amen.
It keeps us from doing the things we should not do. It keeps us, the Holy Spirit keeps us from not walking in that sinful nature. That Holy Spirit keeps us from cursing out that person that got on our last nerves. Amen? That Holy Spirit causes us to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. As soon as I came in, I seen the fruits of the Spirit. I said, oh, okay, God, we don't talk about that. Amen?
Come on.
But that's our reward. We walk in the fruits of the Spirit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? It's the attributes of God. Amen? So when we listen to the Holy Spirit, when we embrace the Holy Spirit, when we listen to the guide of the Holy Spirit, we deal with joy even though everything is falling apart.
Amen?
We still walk with joy, right? be still kind to those who have not been kind to us. We still show goodness to those who have not been good, and we stay faithful to our Father. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to do that. Yeah. We have the patience. I tell people all the time, that's what my heart was right there. I'm going to be honest. Patience. It's real hard. I have to remind myself, Rashawn, you know, patience is a fruit of the Spirit. So, you know, let's work on it. But it causes you to be patient when you're asking God something. When you're praying to God about a particular thing, and that thing hasn't come yet, and you know to be patient. And that's when your patience is important. It's when you are patient, when you are asking God for a particular thing, and when you are praying to God and He ain't answered yet, but you know. That is. Amen. And so it is the Holy Spirit that causes us to be like that. It is the Holy Spirit that causes us to have self-control. You know that control that I was talking about, not cursing people out when they make you upset? Yeah. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us peace in a storm.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit. Those are our rewards. And the greatest reward is we are pleasing God.
Yes.
That is our greatest reward. We are pleasing God. Amen. God is always faithful to us. Yeah. He's always pleasing us all the time, but we need to be concerned with pleasing God. This is why we have to not ignore the Holy Spirit. This is why we can't grieve the Holy Spirit, because the only way we don't please God is by following His guide. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And God delights in us when we follow His wisdom. He delighted in Solomon. Amen.
Amen.
He delighted in Solomon so much. He said, Solomon, since you didn't ask me for riches, I'm going to give you riches. Mm. Solomon was so rich. Not only was he rich in material, but he was rich in wisdom.
Amen. Amen.
And we bring glory to God's name.
Yes.
We bring glory to God's name when we follow the Holy Spirit. And God gets the glory out of our lives. As a matter of fact, last Tuesday, Bishop Norman taught on that. And I said, my God, thank you, Lord. This is the Holy Spirit telling me that this is exactly what I'm supposed to do on Saturday. When he talked about God getting the glory out of our lives. And what was he talking about? He was talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is always guiding us, always leading us. It says, don't lean to your own understanding. And whose understanding are we to lean to? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
So let's talk about America just a little bit. Because we, you know, America is having a hard time. Amen. We having a hard time. America is in a terrible, terrible state. We are acceptable of everything that is against the principles of God. Everything is a commodity, even the word of God. Even the word of God is a commodity. We are even influencing other nations to be the same way. Because one thing about America, America is very influential. And so we are influencing other nations to be the same way, to accept, be acceptable of anything and anything that is against God.
Right.
America is a very influential country. At least it used to be. It used to be. But because of the lack, because of grieving the Holy Spirit, America is in a terrible state.
Amen.
We claim to be a Christian nation. Isn't that what we say? We say we are a Christian nation, but has not walked as a Christian nation. My God. And God's mercy has been in abundance in this country. Am I right about it? God's mercy has been everlasting in this country, but God has a wrath. I know God loves us. Yes, he does. But God also chastised those whom he loves.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He chastised them whom he loves. And so here you are. You're claiming you are a Christian nation, but you ain't walking like a Christian nation. You're not walking like a Christian nation. You're just saying something. Do we think we as a nation are grieving God? Do we even consider that we are grieving God? But God is raising up a people that want to follow the guide of the Holy Spirit. And this is why God brought this message, to follow the Holy Spirit, because God got something to say.
Amen.
Amen. God got some things for us to do. Amen. And so God is always providing us with born man. Amen? And it's the same way with the Holy Spirit. He know who we are. He know we sinful. He know we messed up. He know we've been snared by the enemy. He knows and he knew that we needed a guide. This is why Jesus said, it is expedient that I go. In order for you to do my work, you need the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
Yes.
Amen? Because it's the Holy Spirit that will guide you to do my Father's will. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name, God. So I thank God for this opportunity.
Yes.
And I pray that this word hit someone, because it surely hit me when I first heard about it, when God was giving it to me. Amen? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We have to pay it just a little bit more attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.